we're into the next agenda item, if I can get your attention, please. Thank you. Can we just have some order, please? Thank you. Next on our agenda is something that is very special each year. We've done quite a number of things. It's been an active year this year. And to report on it, I'd like to introduce our president, Carl Jacobson, for his presidential report.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for the honor of being allowed to stand before you again and talk with us. Oh, I've got some music coming up.
No,
I don't have some music coming up. Mike always threatens
with
this.
With what she can get, what she came for. Ooh, and she's buying a stairway
here. Very, very appropriate for some of the thoughts I've been having over... Over the last few months, this is my presidential report. Will be my presidential report, but it's also in the way of a partial fireside chat. It's also in the way of some remembrances. Laura, when you were speaking on our behalf this morning to the Lord and conveying some of our thoughts to the Lord, you were remembering some of our past too, and I've been doing the same for the last several months now, and looking back at a time when we were a small organization where our influence was not understood, our influence was not felt, and the impact that we expected to have was not as great as later on we came to expect. The time back in the 50s that Laura referred to, we faced a time where blind students did not even have the right to go to our state schools. And those barriers were removed by our forebearers, Laura and Wilbur and Vinny's generation. They fought to remove that generation. So those of you who are in the SUNY schools today, you didn't get there on your own. You got there because people in a previous generation helped you take a step up a stairway. Yes. We've been climbing a stairway for many years. We've been climbing that stairway together. We've been climbing through the years that preceded the arrival of most people in this room to this organization. Slow progress has been made for blind people in this state, and the progress was in our right to serve on juries, in our right to have civil service jobs, in our right, like I said, to attend the state university schools, and in the right to vote unencumbered with people of our choice. We will one day in this state have accessible voting, but that remains to be seen for full accessibility. However, we at least in the meantime had the right to choose who was going to know our ballot, which I suppose was a stride. Everything has been a small incremental stride and a small step up the stairway, up a stairway that we are going together. I was reminded while I was thinking of that stairway of a speech that Dr. Jernigan made in 1979, his banquet address, at the top of the stairs. And he referred to us as climbing the stairway to freedom, to the top of the stairs, when at a time years ago, blind people were at the bottom of that stairway. We were loved, we were pitied, we were assisted, we were cared for by the society and the agencies for the blind in our states. New York has more agencies than any other for the blind than almost any other state in this country. And they have cared for us, and they have decided for us, and they have charted our future for us. And they are the ones who, for the most part, have interpreted our needs to the public. And while we were there at the bottom of the stairway, that was as they saw it, and they were quite comfortable and wished us well at the bottom. And as a result, we got many nice things at the bottom of the stairs. And we began our gradual climb to freedom. And when we reached the middle of the stairway, people still wished us well. And they still wished that we would be happy and we would make the progress that we made, because it was the only right that blind people should get some things, and they still wished us well. Up to the point where we were into the mid-90s here, and two major pieces of legislation I'm thinking of through the 90s in this state, at any rate, was the right of blind children to learn Braille in the schools and the expansion of the Randolph Shepherd program, both of which, yes, we did it. We did it. You did it. You did it. And those were fine, nice pieces of legislation, because in theory, people think that blind children ought to read. Not all professionals agree with us. But most people think that blind children ought to be allowed to read and that blind people should be able allowed to earn a living. Maybe not the best living, but a living. And to the extent that our living standard improved somewhat with the expansion of the Randolph Shepherd program in the state, and to the extent that blind children could now get Braille taught to them, people loved us, and people thought that was great. It wasn't universally supported. There was still, through the 90s, still a small section of people, including another organization of the blind, that almost to the last year opposed the Braille legislation. However, the Braille legislation was passed, and it was universally applauded. And that was fine. And then during that time period in the 90s, we began work with the state, this state agency and some private agencies to extend the attitudes about blindness to blind children and blind teenagers, to work more closely with parents, to begin the incorporation of positive attitudes about blindness into the children and into the teenagers. And in cooperation with our state agency and many private agencies around the state, these programs were begun and populated at the grassroots by our people, particularly in New York City, because that's where the big population base was and still is. But in other cities, we had the relationships with agencies, state and private, that called for us to be working with them. And everybody was happy to be doing that because we were on the middle of the stairway. We were on the middle of the stairway, and everybody wished us well and thought we should continue our climb because that was a nice thing and a good thing for blind people to do. We climbed the stairway a little bit further, and our influence began to get a little more noticed. And as Dr. Jernigan said in his 1979 address, any minority group that begins to get too far up the stairs is going to experience a backlash. And make no mistake about it, we are a minority group. The dictionary defines a minority group as a people who, by their characteristics, are excluded from the social and economic mainstream of society. If that's not blind people, folks, I don't know who it is. Right. Yeah. So, as we climb the stairs, you experience the backlash, as any minority group does. You've seen it in other minority struggles for freedom. You've seen it in the ethnic civil rights movement. You see it in other civil rights movements. There's backlash. And backlash begins, and it comes to blind people. This speech that Dr. Jernigan referred to was in 1979. And in 1979, the Federation was 39 years old and gaining influence nationally. And Dr. Jernigan at that time noted that we are a civil rights struggle. We have our militants and we have our Uncle Toms and we are a minority group and we have them both. Make no mistake about that. But also, we have come far enough up this stairway to freedom that we are now beginning to experience the backlash. We are experiencing enough of a backlash and enough of a dislike and a hatred to satisfy the most militant in this room. We are moving along that stairway upwards. So here we come now in my mind and in my ramblings here and in my fireside chat, bringing us closer to today, into the turn of the 21st century and the early years of this century, where, for many reasons, people started to militate against us and to militate against our influence that we appeared to have in agencies. I don't know that we had the influence that we had. Whether we did or we didn't is irrelevant at this point. At the time, the programs were expanding and blind kids were getting services and blind kids were getting positive attitudes about themselves. Those programs began to slip away. Like sand at the beach when the waves come in, they were slipping out from under our toes, and they were going over to the private agencies for the blind. The private agencies for the blind, that I might add, are all directed by sighted CEOs who will chart our destinies for us whether we like it or not. Yeah. Frankly, I don't like it, but we will deal with that at another time. The agencies out there managed to slip away some of those programs. And the criticism of us and me and those of us around in local areas increased. However, we kept at it. We kept at it because we thought that what we should do was the right thing to do. And this year, bringing us up to this year, we got, through our legislature, 3 out of 4 of our pieces of legislation. We had reauthorized Chapter 219 of the laws of 2003, which will guarantee to our students in undergrad and grad school accessible textbooks in a timely fashion. In that reauthorization, they are talking about a board or a group that will be set up to advise the Department of Education as to how to better implement that law. I have people who I will be suggesting who are in this room today, young people in this room who know more, who have forgotten more about technology than I know. We will insert our people into this process to make it much more blind friendly and blind user, and I believe we will have a favorable hearing on that. We also got passed the Service Animal Protection Act, which means in a nutshell, if you hurt a guide dog or another service animal, you're going to jail. And they're taking some of your money, too. This is a bill that was around for a couple of years. It passed during this first year of the Spitzer-Patterson administration. It was signed into law, and it became effective on Thursday. I was glad the convention wasn't in October, so I could say that. We are still waiting to pay. Our Newsline bill is still pending, and we will be back for that. However, in my mind, the most significant gain we made this year was the creation of an executive board to oversee not only the Commission for the Blind, because we do talk about that a lot, but to oversee all programs for the blind, both public and private, in this state. This board will be constituted of 15 people from around the state, majority of whom must be blind. Yes. The original plan was to move the Commission for the Blind out of its current bureaucratic structure and to move it to a standing agency within the executive branch to create an office for the blind. There were those who didn't like this idea. There were those who were threatened financially by the idea. There were those who thought their control would slip away if this were to happen. They opposed this. They fought this, and we fought back, and we can continue the battle. And it took up until the passing of the budget. By the way, I think we were one of the four, five, six things that held up the budget this year. And that's okay. It got passed. They managed to get some of the provisions changed in the law. However, the heart of the legislation remains. The heart of the legislation is that this executive board has been constituted. It has two members to go, but I am told that this executive board will be meeting soon with 13 of its members if it needs to, 8 of whom, by the way, have been here over the weekend. They will be meeting to perform their duties. They will be meeting to perform their duties and to lay out a charter course for the next several years. They're a fledgling group, and I think it's an opportunity that we have had to do that. In the meantime, this board was roundly criticized. We have been roundly criticized. I have been roundly criticized on behalf of this, to the extent where our philosophy has been questioned, our motives have been questioned, our spirit has been questioned as an organization. My character has been questioned. My integrity has been assassinated. And my name has been, they've done everything but question the validity of my parents' wedding license. Having said that, it is a credit to the people who are in this organization. It is a credit to the administration that we have stood fast and held the course that we know needs to be held. Yes, thank you. It's getting hot in the kitchen. It's probably going to get hotter because we're on the stairs. We're approaching, through some of these measures lately, we are approaching the top of the stairs to our independence. We are on the higher rungs, and as you approach the higher stairs, it gets hotter there, and it gets hotter in the kitchen. And I'm thinking of Harry Truman here, and the heat in the kitchen is becoming a little hot, and it has been rather hot over the last year or two, particularly for in my personal case. You get used to it a little bit in this office, but you never like it. You never like to have your integrity questioned. You never like to have your character questioned. But I do appreciate those of you who have stood with me and said, we know why they're saying that about you. I appreciate the support that I've gotten from all of you in this room on that. And I don't care how hot it gets in the kitchen. If it takes a little heat to improve the lives of blind New Yorkers, and if it takes a little heat to improve the lives of blind people in this country, then crank up the heat. I'm not leaving the kitchen. We have an opportunity before us to move forward up the stairs. I want to thank all of you. Through the course of today, I'll probably be thanking many of you individually, but at this point, I do need to thank Mindy and Mike and Julie and Ray. because you guys have been my sounding boards. And by extension, the rest of our board of directors, because every once in a while you get this email that says, need to talk to you Sunday night, 8 o'clock. It'll be short. The battery dies on our phones, and that ends the call. I do want to thank you all for that. I can't do it. I said at a chapter meeting one time before that if without the people in the room, without all of you, I'm the president of nothing. You are the National Federation of the Blind. I only get to take the hits for you, and I'm pleased to take the hits for you. I'm proud to take the hits for you. I would have it no other way. It has been a great year for us. We have great opportunities before us to expand the opportunities for blind people. We can do this together, and I know that we have a great team in our executive committee of Ray, Julie, Mike, and Mindy. I would like if this body would be so entertained, and the nominating committee will meet later, the five of us would be pleased to serve you again next year. I also want to thank you for being on the stairway with us. We're on a stairway together. We started on the first rung many years ago with Laura and Wilbur and Vinny's generation, and we moved through David's Dayer's time. I'm thinking of people out there now, and if I start naming people, I should have stopped in the first place. I shouldn't have started. But we've moved through the years to where we are together. We're on a spiral staircase, folks. Picture it. But we're going to make it to the top, and they're not going to push us down. The organizations that would attack us are not going to push us down. We have some virulent opponents, by the way, and some real mean-spirited words that will be said about us. I know when you were kids, these people used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words hurt like hell sometimes. Having said that, my counterpart in the other organization has said some pretty ugly things about me and about you in the last few months. And he has also somehow become privy to information about me and about us that probably should not have been made public. However, be that all as it may, we're on a march to freedom. We're on a march to the top of the stairs. And he and his allies will not get in our way because we've got our arms locked together. You can't knock one of us down the stairs because we're holding on to each other. You're not going to knock us down the stairs. We're going to reach the top of the stairs together, and we're going to reach the top of the stairs to freedom, and we're going to rejoice on the day that we do. So my brothers and my sisters, let's lock arms together and climb that stairway together to freedom. Thank you very much for listening.
Glory, glory, federation, glory.